Nothing can separate us from God's love. In this past summer, my family and I returned to visit my mom and my relatives in China. My mom is 84 years old, and we have not yet seen each other for 17 years. She often sheds tears when she misses me. And when she misses me, she prays for me, for my family, and for the ministry I'm doing. Her love for me is so great that I can undoubtedly say nothing can separate me from my mother's love except death. But this morning, I would like to proclaim another love which is greater than any love in this world. It is love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Just like Romans chapter 8, verse 19 said. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 to 39 tells us, God's love is inseparable and unchangeable. No one and nothing can separate us from it. And it can bring us assurance, encouragement, comfort, courage, and hope, whatever circumstance we are in. This morning, I'm going to tell you about God's steadfast love, inseparable love, with 3 points. First, knowing God's love in Jesus Christ is so secure that nothing can separate you from it. Second, relying on love of Christ to be more than a conqueror. The third, conclude with 3 suggestions. First one, knowing God's love in Christ is so secure that nothing can separate you from it. At the end of chapter 8 of Romans, Apostle Paul said, "For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord." This is Paul's personal conviction based on what he said before. In verse 31 to 33, he said, "If God is for us, who can be against us? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? Who is to condemn? And who shall separate us from the love of Christ?" All of these are rhetoric questions. Paul uses this question to emphasize or remind God's people that nothing and no one be against us. Condemn us, or nothing can separate us from the love of Christ, God, which is in Christ Jesus. Why nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ? Paul mentioned four things Jesus Christ has done for us, which makes us be sure that no one can separate us from his love. The 4 things are Jesus' death, resurrection, ascension, and intercession. First, Jesus' death. No one can condemn us. Paul said, no one can condemn us. No one can condemn us, not because there's no sin in your life. But because Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has died on the cross to pay the penalty for us before God. He suffered once for all the righteous for the unrighteous. Whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. John chapter 3, verse 16. This is God's love, which is beyond our understanding. When Jesus was on the cross, which is the apex of his suffering, he cried out with a loud voice, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why have you forsaken me?" Jesus knows the answer. I believe all the believers know the answers too. Because God loves the world. But who can completely understand it? Martin Luther, after kneeling for 3 hours, stood up and said, "God forsaken God, who can understand?" The love God shows in Jesus Christ to the world is too deep and too high that no one can completely comprehend it. It is far beyond our understanding, but this love has been poured out into your life by the Holy Spirit when you began to believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior. You have this love in your life, and no one can separate you from it. Brothers and sisters, have anyone been against you because of your Christian faith? They may say, if God loves you, why did he not give you what you want? If God loves you, why do you still suffer affliction like others do? Does God really love you? I hear many Christians are asked such kind of question. And all such questions are ultimately from Satan, because their purpose is to take you away from God. How do you deal with that if you face such kind of question? The answer is to return to the foot of the cross of Jesus Christ, where you can see God's love for you. Just like Apostle Paul said, God, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Second, Jesus' resurrection. Romans chapter 4, verse 25 says, Jesus was delivered up for all trespasses, and raised for justification. You can see the relationship, connection between Jesus' resurrection and our justification. No resurrection, no justification. If there's no justification, we would still remain in sin. But Jesus was raised from that by the Holy Spirit. He fulfilled what Adam, our first father, failed to do. And more than that, he obeyed God's Father's will and obeyed even to death. So God raised him and justified him. And he makes all those who believe in him justified in him. Do you see how God loves you? The third, Jesus' ascension. After resurrection, Jesus Christ was given all the authorities to be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He, as the mediatorial king, rules above all things that happen on the earth. Just as Abraham Kuyper said, there is not a square inch in the whole of creation over which Christ, who is sovereign over all, does not cry, mine. He has the power to work all things together for good for those who love him. Even though you sometimes feel forgotten by the Lord, but the reality is that God never forgets you. He is with you, always with you. Just like David said in Psalm 23, verse 4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Such things is true today for all God's people. Even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, because we know Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, is with us. Fourth, Jesus interceding for us. Jesus' intercession. He is interceding for us. As the high priest, one main work Jesus Christ is doing for his people is to pray for them. He prays for us moment by moment, like he prayed for Peter. He protects us by praying for us day by day and moment by moment. Therefore, nothing can destroy and separate us from his love. Jesus' intercession is very important for us. I remember when I was young, I was in the elementary school. One day, I made a big mistake in the school. I was so afraid that my parents would know I'm afraid. I went to my classmate's father. I knew he could help me to fix the problem if he wanted. I went to him and begged him to help me. Or if he could come to my parents to intercede for me. But he refused. I still remembered at that moment how hopeless I was as a young child. Praise the Lord that we have Jesus Christ interceding for us every day, moment by moment, day by day. Jesus Christ is interceding for you before the Lord. You don't need to fear anyone who brings charge against you or condemns you, because Jesus Christ is interceding for you day by day and moment by moment. And no one can separate you from God's love, which is in Jesus Christ, our Lord. His love is the cure, unbreakable and unchangeable, because his character is faithful and unchangeable. The second point, relying on the love of Christ to be more than a conqueror. Relying on the love of Christ to be more than a conqueror. Verse 35 to 37. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword, as it is written, for your sake, we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered, which is quoted from Psalm chapter 44, verse 22. No, Paul said, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. We all know that no one can separate us from God. What does it mean, separation from God? We know that to separate us from beloved God is to separate us from God. Because 1 John chapter 4, verse 16 tells us, God is love. Whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. No one can abide in God without abiding in love. This is why our enemies often tempt us to doubt the love of God in our life and try to separate us from God's love, which is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul lists out seven things here. Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, and sword. Paul has experienced all these things in his life. Paul said, can these things separate us from the love of Christ? 37 says, no, in all these things, not outside of all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Here, an interesting thing is that Paul quoted Psalm chapter 44, verse 22. For your sake, we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. In men's eyes, what this verse present is a weak and discouraging picture, right? Very weak. And discouraging, yeah. For your sake, we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. It's weak and discouraging, very discouraging, the picture, it seems. Is it what Paul wants us to see? I don't think so. If not, what does he want us to see from this verse, from this picture? Let me give you a quick answer, then explain why. The answer is, Paul wants to provide a new perspective for us to see the sufferings in this world. And in fact, this perspective is not new because it has been revealed in the Old Testament. Why do I say that? Why do I say that? Paul wants us to see the sufferings with a new perspective. This new perspective is not new because it is revealed in the Old Testament. Let us read this verse again. For your sake, we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. Let me read another verse which is in the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 53, verse 7, which is the prophecy about Jesus Christ, God's suffering servant. Let me read it for you. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth, like a lion that led to be slaughtered. Do you see the similarity between the two verses? Between God's suffering servant and God's people. God's suffering servant is like a lamb being led to be slaughtered. And God's people are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. I believe this is Old Testament language to teach the necessity of sufferings in God's people's life. In the New Testament language, Jesus Christ said to his disciples in Luke chapter 9, verse 23, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. No one can follow Jesus Christ, but not carry his own cross. We can see clear, see here. For God's people, the suffering has a new meaning. This new meaning is clearly revealed through the cross of Jesus Christ. The cross is a device of punishment in Roman Empire. It is an ugly sign of curse and cruelty. But by the wisdom and the power of God, it became a sign of love of salvation. The cross of Jesus Christ grants us a new pair of glasses through which we see suffering. Suffering could be made good for God's people because of Jesus Christ. Like David said in Psalm chapter 66, verse 12, You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, yet you have brought us all to place of abundance. And in another place, David said, it is good for me that I was afflicted, that I might learn your statutes. We can see, even God's people in Old Testament, they have a new perspective to see the suffering they suffered. This is why Paul says, in all these things, and not outside of these things, we can be more than a conqueror. Paul not only finds strength, but also a new perspective in Christ's love to overwhelmingly conquer his sufferings. The third point. Conclude. I have three suggestions. First, three suggestions for you. First, trust in the love of Christ. When people are facing distress or sufferings, they are easy to get into temptation, doubting God's love and faithfulness. But today's scripture reading tells us we should trust in the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Trust in Him. Trust Him to work all things together for your good. What Joseph said to his brother in Genesis chapter 15 is another version of Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Joseph said, you intended to harm me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive, as they are today. Our sovereign and wise God, He can use evil things to work for our good. John Calvin said this way, sometimes Jesus even used the devil to be a heavenly physician for us, because as the devil tries to destroy us, God turned upside down what the devil is doing and make it work together for our good. So no matter what circumstance is, always trust in God's love, which is in Jesus Christ. Second, always hope in the love of God. John Murray, in his commentary said, suffering is necessary, but not end. The end is glory. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 to 30 says, for those who he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. Please remember, brothers and sisters, you might be frustrated, but you are never separated from God's love. Because God has given you the glorious hope which is in Jesus Christ to us. That is, we all will be glorified when Jesus Christ returns. Just like the scriptures we read this morning, Revelation chapter 21. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, no pain anymore, for the more former things has passed away. Therefore, always have your hope in the love of Jesus Christ. Your love does not put you to shame, because God's love has been put into your heart through the Holy Spirit who has been given to you. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. The third thing, confidence in the love of God. Always be confident in the love of God. Psalm chapter 136, 1 to 3 says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord, give thanks to the God of gods, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his steadfast love endures forever. Always confidence in the love of God. Brothers and sisters, do you truly know God's love from your experience? Many years ago, I studied at another Reformed seminary. One professor often tells his story to the students in the classroom. He tells them how the love of God brought him all to frustration and depression. He said, until one day when I realized Jesus Christ loves me, this I know. This is a gospel song. Jesus Christ loves me, this I know. And at that time, he said, a light in my heart suddenly is on, and I totally got rid of frustration and depression. Later, this professor became a significant person who introduced Reformed theology to Chinese church throughout the whole world. Brothers and sisters, pursue to know God and his love, and be sure no one and nothing separates you from love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. This is great blessing God has for you all. Let us pray.